The writing of every book has its own story. For me, the story of this book is one that changed my life. It has now been more than 30 years since two intensely personal experiences collided on the same day. It began on my first day as an intern at a psychiatric hospital. It ended with the Lord opening my eyes to the life-changing power of a simple relational tool called the blessing. That day at the hospital, I spent a full shift sitting next to a young man on 24-hour suicide watch. He was tall, handsome, well-mannered, and an excellent student. In fact, he had been a straight-A student in high school and for 3 years of college. When he caught the flu the first semester of his senior year, that all changed. In a required PE course he had put off until then, he missed so many classes that his instructor gave him an automatic grade reduction to B for the semester. When the young man found out that there was no extra credit, no way to substitute other classes, and now no way to change his grade or drop the course, he fell into instant despair. He left the teacher's office, went back to his dorm room, and tried to take his life. He would have succeeded had his roommate not unexpectedly and providentially returned. As we sat and talked, and as I tried not to stare at his bandaged wrists, this young man poured out his heart to me. His story included a brilliant, demanding engineer father who had gotten straight A's himself and demanded nothing less from his oldest son. It highlighted how hard he had tried all his life to gain his father's favor. And it ultimately led to how his failing to get an A in a tennis class brought the death of a dream, and nearly his own death as well. This young man desperately yearned for something he couldn't quite define, something that was always in sight, yet somehow never within reach. His heartbreaking tale left a haunting, indelible impression on me. I went home late that afternoon and shared the events of the day at length with my wife, Cindy. While I was still pondering and processing what had happened, the second of two dramatic events took place. It was nighttime when I finally sat down and began working on a message for a couple's Sunday school class. While I'm sure you would never do such a thing if you were the teacher, I was just beginning my message for the next day and kicking myself for letting school, work, and family crowd in so much. Looking back, I can see how the Almighty God had his hand in the timing. After sitting down for hours next to that hurting young man, I now sat down and opened my Bible to Genesis 27. Genesis 27 tells the story of twins, Jacob and Esau. I had read of the struggle between these two brothers countless times in the past. My plan was to speed read through the passage and throw together a few inspired thoughts. Yet, that night, with each word I read, time seemed to slow down. It was as if I saw, for the first time, the intensely personal story of how these two young men struggled so mightily to receive the same gift. In fact, that night, it wasn't just words that I saw. It was like I could see each boy's face. The ear-to-ear smile and unbridled joy in Jacob's eyes when he walked away with his father's blessing. The crushing look of shock and loss on Esau's tormented face when he realized he would never receive that gift. When Esau lifted up his voice and cried in anguish, "Bless me also, O my father!" I suddenly saw not only Esau's unfulfilled longing and broken heart, but also an echo of the tears and desperate cries that I had heard as I sat next to the heartbroken young man in the hospital. And at that moment, it was as if the Lord put tangible words to the intangible something that young man had longed for all his life. He missed his father's blessing. That's what broke his heart. As that thought washed over me, I read Esau's pitiful, heartbreaking, repeated cry, "Have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me also, O my father." Genesis 27, verse 38. Just as suddenly, I had words for my own pain and hurt. For all my life, too, I had longed for something I had never received from my own father, his blessing.